After that, I became involved in some of the politics, perhaps you might call it, of pregnancy. I was involved in the St. Vincent Declaration report. I used to go to London on the British one, and then I became the chairwoman of the SIGN, which is really the Scottish equivalent, which produced guidelines in the same way that NEXT in England now does for various problems, and I was chairwoman of the pregnancy group. Again, quite an interesting experience. The other thing I did during that time was go to Charles Fox's counselling courses in Northampton. I went, first of all, to learn, and then I went to help run it the following year. That was very useful, and that introduced me to what I've been doing since I retire, which is teaching medical students some communication skills.
Can you tell me more about the counselling?
Well, it was run by Dr. Fox and an extremely good psychologist, and he taught us, first of all, chatting to us about the important ways of approaching people and of listening to them, which are general counselling skills for anyone who's doing counselling. But this particular course was all people related to diabetes and an interest in diabetes. Remembering telling us there are about 15 different levels of raising the eyebrows. But certainly things like non-verbal communication and empathy and these sort of things that are so important. I had thought I was quite good at it, but I certainly learnt a lot from it. And then we were divided into groups, and somebody was the client, and somebody was the counsellor, and somebody else was the observer, groups of three. And we had to practice the different skills we'd been taught. We were taught one or two at first and then a few more. And during the interview, we had to practice these, and it was videoed, and then we would play back video. Some people did find it really rather intimidating. We weren't brought up in the days when people stood up and talked and people were videoed. So it was a little bit scary at first, but it did make me realise how important it was and how much you can learn. A lot of how doctors approach patients is how they are, and there's a lot that you can't teach, but it made me realise there is quite a lot that you can teach, and I think for many people should do such courses.
Can you give an example or two of the kinds of things that doctors might be likely to do wrong in approaching patients with diabetes?
I think many people don't put patients at ease at the beginning. They don't really give the patient chance to talk. They come in and say, now you've got diabetes, you're going to have to give insulin injections for the rest of your life, and the nurse will show you how to do it, and the dietitian will tell you about your diet. They don't start off by saying something like, what does diabetes mean to you? Because, of course, well, those of us working realise that many people, it just means, well, you don't have to eat so much sugar, and that's all there is to it. To other people, it might be that their father had his leg amputated and went blind, and they're absolutely terrified. And so it's extremely important to let the patient tell you what it all means to them and what they feel about it. You do get some really awful doctors who say things like, you know, do as I say or you'll go blind. Not many of them would actually go to a counselling course, unfortunately.